Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for June 2nd. Fishers. From 2 Samuel chapters 19 and 20. Leadership is a funny thing. A king may unite a people once separated by tribe, clan, culture, or language. For a time, old rivalries are laid aside, jealousies let go, the common good settles into the minds of high and low alike. But give just a hint of trouble in Camelot, or some sign of weakness in the king, leader, president, and all the former divisions rear their ugly heads. Such is the situation faced by David. Israel is a great nation, God's chosen people, gifted, dynamic, aggressive, industrious, creative, prolific, imbued with a powerful awareness of God's favor. Israel is a roiling, boiling pot of amazing humanity. And David, its most gifted leader so far in a long line of gifted leaders, is astride a nation in which the worst side of human nature has bubbled up to the surface during David's time of weakness. The power-hungry used the occasion to incite old rivalries between tribe and clan, between the descendants of Judah and the descendants of Joseph. David faced a delicate and dangerous task of reestablishing his authority as king over the whole nation in the face of political and military rivals that drew up on the old lines of division. That he was able to succeed and maintain his house over Israel through Solomon is a testament in and of itself to David's leadership abilities. Is it any wonder that God commands his people everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer for those in the governmental authority? Those who serve in government are mere men and women. They are subject as any of us to the whims of political, social, religious, racial, ethnic, and financial divisions from which they come. So they need our prayers and support to be people of principle and law, of justice and peace, of sound moral character to do their job well. Pray, my friends, pray always. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.